Racing. Simon told Helen Broke okay. Driving for Tigalong Tonk and Hardstyle Rico tucks in third. The inside of Playlist as they run the first turn. Next in the field was Ebby Infrared, the rail, Christo Bale. A length in the field, Zambora Smokey and Summer Lights along the back. It's Simon told Helen four in front. Hardstyle Rico gives pursuit in second. Two to Tigalong Tonk, then Ebby Infrared and Christo Bale. Around the turn, Simon told Helen lead. Hardstyle Rico a length away. Simon told Helen wins the maturity. One at a length and a quarter. Hardstyle Rico had his chance. Tigalong Tonk third. Christo Bale got home into four.
Brilliant performance by Simon told Helen winning the maturity. Great call from Brendan Delaney as well. Four Group 1s now, and the undisputed best greyhound in Australia. Surely you agree, Mick. What a brilliant win it was.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, I don't think there's any question anymore. He is the best greyhound in the country right now, the best sprinter at least. And look, I've made comparisons in the past about him and Fernando Bale. I genuinely think he's the best greyhound since Fernando Bale. And if you follow his career path, he's certainly headed on that same trajectory. Of course, the maturity was run by Fernando Bale in 2015. He went on and won 8 Group 1s across his career and $1.3 million. Simon told Helen, conceivably has a good 6 months, 12 months at the peak of his powers. So there's no reason to think that if he can hold this form, that he can finish his career in that same sort of, in that upper echelon of all-time greats. He's genuinely tracking that well. And he's got the distinctive features. He's got the big Roman nose, which is a real feature. But the acceleration he has, there's no dog. I don't think there's a dog in history that could go with him between those little marks. He's an absolute flying machine. He's a hundredth of a second off Fernando Bale's second split record. And his run home is improving all the time as well. So, he's a genuine superstar, Simon told Helen. And David Burnett is managing very well. And the Melbourne Cup in November, of course, is the big target. So really looking forward to seeing what he can do over the next 4 or 5 months.
So what does he do between now and then?
Well, it's a little bit of a gap in the calendar, actually. So next Thursday night is the national sprint heats at Sandown Park. There's no national final, unfortunately, this year with the restrictions around the country. But it does open up a little bit after that. The Adelaide Cup is the next Group 1 in October. And then the Million Dollar Chase, or whatever version of that race, is run in the second half. But from then on, you've got the Top Gun, you've got the Silver Bullet at the Meadows, and then the Melbourne Cup and other features at Sandown and beyond. So hopefully he holds his form through this little quiet period, and we can see his best. I'm certain we'll see his best once we get to the spring races.
Wasn't the only dominant performance we got to see on Saturday night, and it was a little bit like Caulfield races during the Saturday afternoon. It was a favourite bonanza.
It was. It was shaping up that way, and it certainly played that way at the end of the night. Black Opium, of course, was a good winner there, and True Detective, it was great to see him bounce back and win the Fireball for the Stayers. He's a very good greyhound, True Detective. It was great to see him bounce back. He just mixed his form a little bit leading into that, but he landed in front and was always going to be hard to beat when he gets there. So, look, it's a really good race, and it bodes really well for this National Series coming up next week. Of course, we'll see a lot of those, certainly we'll see those Stayers going around again, and the best sprinters in the state, which by extension are the best sprinters in the country, will be going around as well. So it's the depth is absolutely extraordinary. I've spoken to a few trainers over the last few days, and they're of the same opinion. The depth of quality at the moment is as good as we've ever seen. And it's a shame the Melbourne Cup isn't coming up in a couple of weeks' time, but the other great thing about this is these girls are still in the prime of their career, and as I said, the maturity is an age-restricted race, so we expect to see all those dogs follow on and still be racing in 6 months' time, which is a great time for the sport and for those races later on.
Well, there's no greater example of the amount of depth currently that we're seeing here in Victoria than tomorrow night's meeting, Thursday night meeting at Sandown. We've got some of the biggest names in the sport going around.
Yeah, we do. We're blessed at the moment. It's just a normal graded meeting, seeing some of the best in the country. Simon told Helen, of course, was outstanding in the maturity. The dog ran third in the race, Tigalong Tonk. He'll be going around on Thursday night. He was just going through his form in his life. Since February, he's raced, 21 times. He's missed a placing twice. It's an extraordinary effort. He's made 5 group finals, and any other time we'd be talking about him as one of the greats. He's a flying machine, and he's come up with a red, which is really good for his chances, because he comes up against Shimmer Shine, who went within 1/100 of a second of the track record last Thursday night. He's a greyhound. Gareth Hall, obviously, he's a big fan of. He's got a big motor. He's got a couple of track records on the provincials, and unfortunately, injury has cost him at times, but it looks like he's absolutely at his peak now, and that run last week was extraordinary. So, another one up in the free-for-all. over the 5.95 we see hooked on Scotch, who was just outstanding in his 5.95 debut 2 weeks ago. He'll come up against Houdini's Boy, who, if you haven't had a chance to watch his races, make sure you check it out. He's got no box speed at all. He's a complete duffer out of the boxes, but the acceleration and his run home time is off the charts. But what is really exciting about him is his ability to pick through a field. So he's a greyhound that absolutely looks like he needs that distance now, and we'll find out exactly where he's at on Thursday night. But it is a really good race. There's a couple of other notables in there, including Rapunga Maggie and Perfect Marshall, who's a Group 1 winner over the trip as well. And in the distance race, it's a really good lineup. This is a Sandown Cup worthy staying event with the likes of Blazing Cartier, Sandown Cup winner Bronski Beat, and Little Greyhound Tornado Cheese, which is his reputation for season. He's got his younger brother in that race as well. He's a track record holder. So it's an exceptional night of racing, and plenty of winners to be found. So it's going to be good fun.
And on Friday night, we've got the heats of the Group 3 St Ledger at Warragul as well. So we've got some mouth-watering racing coming up in the next couple of days. All we need are some winners.
Yes, so we look at Sandown tomorrow night. The best in the card is race 9, number 1, Far More Watches from Block 20. She's just been winning, but looking for a bit more value. Race 2, number 2, One Night Only, is a greyhound that's been crying out for an inside draw. He should get a clear it up front there around about $3.70. Looks pretty good value. And if you're looking for something at even better odds, there's an each-way chance. Race 5, number 1, Blazing Cartier, Stayer, who is... He's just got a superlative Sandown record. I think he's missed a placing twice over this distance in about 13 starts, all of them in top grade. And from box one, back at Sandown Park, she should be thereabouts. $7.50 does look a very good each-way chance to kick off the quaddie.
Sounds good, Mick. Enjoy the next week. We'll recap it all next Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it all.
Mick Floyd joining us there with the latest in the world of greyhounds. Time for the 10 o'clock news on the other side. Dean Lester will find us all the winners at Bendigo today.